do, Nigel, tuning in to Look Ma No Script, an improvised alternative story based on the pulps of yesteryear. Tonight's story is Sweetheart Primeval, where Nu and his eternal love, Natul, have gone through a lot together, and their tales of reincarnation are fraught with thrills and spills. That story is happening, but so is this one!
On, you're here in my castle. It's me, Phil Collins. You finally made it to my inner chamber. And you know what? You got your friend, Tarzan. You think you're winning, but you're not.
Tarzan, get down! Get down, like we do in the streets of New York.
Fazan, he activated some kind of... He, like, trapped us in this cage, and, oh, we're getting sent back in time!
Whoa, Tarzan, it's the ancient times, Tarzan. There's no keyboards or nothing for me to play my jingles on.
And
what am I gonna do?
And there's spears, and there's a lion pelt. I got this, this is my wheelhouse. It should be your wheel.
I know, but I've been sort of like leaning into the jingle thing more.
Don't get me wrong. You know. I love it. Leaning into it.
Leaning in, you know?
But maybe we need to like go just a little bit primeval. Maybe?
I could make a bone keyboard.
Do it. Do it right now.
Okay. Yeah, so, bone keyboard.
Oh, okay,
wait,
yeah.
Here's a good little chord here. Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
Chord. Give me one more.
One more chord here. Yeah. Up on this one. Here we go. Little.
Fazan.
Yeah.
And then bring it down one.
So, yeah.
Fazan. Tarzan. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Fazan. Tarzan.
Well, okay.
In the ancient times.
There's dinosaurs.
What? Oh, God.
Please, use the spear. I'll grab one, too. Out of practice.
Oh, God. I know. I missed that by a country mile.
Yeah, you threw it, and it just went...
Okay.
Oh, it did hit another one, but not that one.
Hold on. I got this.
Okay.
Oh, I threw your keyboard.
No.
Oh, no.
I just made it. Oh,
he caught it in his little arms.
Yes.
He caught it in his little arms. He played a little jingle, then he died.
Yes, it was a death dirge as it was heading out. Yeah. Well, it super exploded. Like, it fell onto it and just totally crushed it, too. Oh, Tarzan. This isn't... I was so used to New York and sort of the not jungle... primeval sort of stuff, and I'm just really out of my element here.
I know, and we were getting back to our roots and killing Phil Collins. I thought we were gonna win that, but he had a time machine
that was also a jail cell.
And I'm okay, I've had my issues with Phil Collins, but all I'm saying is he could have just killed us. He seemed to be like super ready.
Phil Collins related to John Carter? Phil Carter? Is that
John...
something? Is that anything?
I
don't think it's anything. But he's doing sort of a John Carter-y thing.
Yeah.
Right? Sort of very T.B. Jones-esque in his machinations. Especially the time machine.
Yeah.
Just sit putting that out there.
I do declare. Hold on, guys. I teleported into this place. And I teleported, like, way over here.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me re-teleport so I'm closer to you.
Yeah.
I do declare.
Oh, God. Right in my ear. Oh.
Hey guys, it's me, it's TV
and your
Jones.
Your breath is like so thick with chicken. I don't even, what is that?
It's dinosaur. I've been eating the dinosaurs and they taste like chicken.
Okay, so have you already encased me in a glacier?
Yes. Okay. That was the past, but this is the future of the past.
Yes.
Yes. See, I knew that I had to send you new of the Neocene to the future to meet Tarzan.
I do go by Faison now.
Oh, Faison. Oh, then that's already happened. That's already happened. You know what? I'm going to take a step away from you real quick.
Yeah, so yes. Anyway, I do declare
God, just speaking directly into my... it's ringing now. And you moved away, and I can't really hear you. No, don't get closer though.
Should I equal it with the other? Hold on. No, come back here.
No, don't come do back the other here. Ear. Hold on. Because then I literally can't hear you.
I'm good at doing it in the other. I teleported. No. You can't get away from it.
No, you teleported to my other ear. You suck.
Okay.
What do you want?
I said I was going to back up.
So,
what do you want?
I do declare, okay, it is about time for me to explain my whole grandiose machinations.
Okay, can I cut you off real quick? Do you have a relation to Phil Collins, or is he doing his own thing?
He's doing his own thing. And
dang.
Yeah, I know, I'm about to, this whole thing's about to come together in like just a maddening way.
Okay.
Okay, so get this. So, Faison, that...
Sorry, I'll cut you off again. Like, I'm going to go mad... Or I'll be angry with you. Or mix up both.
Let me look into the void real quick. It's going to be a mix of both. Yes, okay.
Okay.
Yes, okay. So.
Tarzan, are you ready? Tarzan, you ready for this? He's going to drop like a truth bomb.
Faison, I'm just still on the fact that Phil Collins totally could have just shot us. But for some reason, he sent us back to the freaking Stone Age.
Why did he do a time machine thing?
I know. Well, I do declare, like I was saying, okay. So, Phil Collins is like this grandiose wizard who can, like, go through different realms and universes, a little bit like me. And he's he's actually a complete opposite version of me.
Okay.
I know, I had to
so
pause
you're not
for
our
effect
enemy.
There. But no, I'm not so much your enemy as you guys are tools for me.
I thought Phil Collins also saw us as tools, maybe not for him, but just tools, right?
No, he definitely sees you guys, especially Tarzan, as a tool.
Oh, yeah. Well, me too. He fucked me over, like, a lot. I'm dead in a memory, and he stole my cheetah wife. So, bad times for Faison because of Phil Collins. So, that was kind of mean.
I know. And so, like, my whole thing was... knew I had to send you to the future to meet Tarzan, which got this whole thing rolling, so that you guys could get to that point, sent back here into the past, talk to me, I'd reveal this whole thing, send you guys back to the future, where you'd meet Marty McFly.
Good
and
movie.
Then, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So you're going to meet Marty
you
McFly.
You fully said the title of the movie.
I know. He's going to take you guys back to 1988, where you'll kind of go in, and Phil Collins' band Genesis, you're going to just kind of decompose that whole thing, which is going to send him into his little mad spiral where he then becomes a chaos, universe-shifting, maddening demon god.
No one really can point to why Genesis broke up, right?
It's you guys.
It's us.
Yeah.
We did it.
Wait, I kind of like Genesis.
Nobody actually likes Genesis.
But they had that one that goes ba bum ba bum ba bum.
No.
Wait.
That's Phil Collins.
That's Phil Collins?
That's just Phil Collins.
Alright, yeah, no, we can break them up.
That's what I'm saying.
But okay, wait. They wrote the soundtrack to the Disney animated Tarzan movie.
Nope, that one's just Phil Collins.
He
stole that one from me.
Oh.
I was lined up. They were like, hey, Faison, you have ties to the man himself, the myth, the legend. Do you want to make the Disney thing? And I said, sign me up. And then Phil Collins showed up at the sort of table where they were doing it, and then I just kind of got. They're like, "Oh, we like this guy way more."
Yeah.
So
and he, your cheetah, your well now, oof, I shouldn't. Your now cheetah ex-wife was on the board at the time, which yes. kind of helped.
A very nepotism sort of situation there.
Where yeah.
It's like, oh, my husband is Phil Collins, and they're like, oh, okay, perfect. Yeah. Shafted on that one.
Yeah.
And you did too, because no royalties. And they straight up used your name, your likeness. I'm just saying.
I know.
All of your monkey friends. No royalties.
Don't bring that back up.
And they left out the whole pie thing. None of that's in the movie.
Plus, like, you would think they'd make some sequels which would cover up till now, but they just ended
it. You think?
Yeah.
No, it's just the one. Yeah. Like that's all of Tarzan's adventures?
Like, they didn't get anything of, like, the whole living in New York, going back to the past, meeting you.
No Tarzan sequels!
Oh, now, I do declare.
They cut me out entirely.
Now, I do declare, I do, hot take, I do love that movie.
It's a good movie.
But
the song is really good.
But it is now time for me, TB Jones, to send you guys back to the future.
Okay. Do you have a car or well, you just sort of do it?
I was just going to say, well, actually, okay. I'll put you guys, I'll use my levitating powers. I have those, by the way.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God. I'm afraid of heights. Faison's afraid of heights.
I'm going to put you guys up on this T-Rex. He's going to run 88 miles an hour.
Love that.
Yeah. And then.
How'd he. Just because.
Okay, so he's running. Okay, just remember.
All right, but remember what?
I don't know, but it seems like if he really wanted to tell us, he could just teleport back.
Yeah, I know. He could teleport in front. He could teleport and levitate. Can he levitate and be fast?
I don't know.
Well, we're in the past.
Okay. I'm looking around.
Where did Marty McFly go? Was it like the 50s?
So he started in the 1980s, 60s. Went back to the 1950s, which also great 50s. Movie. I gotta say, like, getting caught back up
How
on movies.
How old were his parents?
50 with 80.
Were they like 40?
Yeah, maybe.
And then they were 20? Look. He's got to get back to the future. There he is. Wait. Did you see the movie? Have you seen it?
Back to the Future?
Yeah.
I've seen all three.
Okay. So you know, and I know, he hides his car behind the sign, right?
Yeah.
So we could just take the car.
I don't think we need the car because we got the dinosaur. It sounded like we needed to actually meet Marty McFly.
But we both have the... No, we could just go to 1988. We don't need to interfere with his story at all or ruin that movie specifically.
Yeah, no, that's entirely right.
All right, tally ho, I named the Tyrannosaurus Tarzan.
I love that, Faison.
Go, Tarzan.
Okay, so Faison, we're here in 1988.
Yeah.
We're at the place where Genesis records. Look, it looks like it says Sega Industries. That seems right.
Yeah. Michael Jackson is here. He's making the soundtrack for Sonic 3.
Is that right?
But he doesn't get credited. I've heard this. If you listen to the casino theme... You'll hear Sting specifically like, he's done. They made it to the wrong place.
But also maybe the right place.
But maybe the right place for them.
Yeah.
Faison in Japan making all your favorite Sega Genesis jingles.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. And Tarzan is just like... They make the Sega Genesis Tarzan game when the movie comes out.
Or they make the Aladdin one, because that one was pretty good.
The Aladdin one is good.
Yeah.
It's also like Nintendo hard.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you get past the Cave of Wonders, and then you get on that one level where it's the clouds, and they have the timing of the drops.
Even the Cave of Wonders, dude. They got the lava. That shit's hard.
That was hard.
Very hard. Congrats to anyone who's ever done that, because That's a toughie.
Yeah.
Faison's done it.
Well, stay tuned for a future episode where we'll probably do Aladdin now, because it sounds like we're tying him into the universe.
Oh, no. Yeah, but we definitely have not resolved this conundrum, because I think they just missed the boat on doing anything with Genesis.
Yeah.
That just still happens.
Yeah. But I think we definitely resolved the whole new of the Neocene Custer siblings 100%. Trilogy, which was more about the relationship of Tarzan and Faison coming together and becoming friends, and us learning that, yes, Phil Collins is the exact opposite of T.B. Jones.
Yeah, it was interesting that T.B. Jones was sort of a force of good in this, and in giving them the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Is he, though? Because, I mean, you can't...
It's true.
You can't trust T.B.
They were really vibing in the past. It's sort of their jam.
Yeah.
So if they had been left there, is that their ideal situation? We'll never know.
True.
But that's going to do it for this episode of Look Monoscript. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, leave a review on your favorite podcatcher. Something like...
Leave it and say something like, wow, I can't believe they're still doing improv. We just want the movie one. Bring that back.
Yes. But make sure it's 5 stars, even though that's very mean and true. But you would still leave it as a 5-star review, because you love it, but you love the other thing more. Speaking of the other thing, Too Much Popcorn. If you like that, that's what's coming up next week. And then you'll get more improv the week after that. And yeah, it's sort of how the schedule goes. So yeah. Thanks for leaving that review if you have the time. Please do it. And see you next time for more Pulp Adventures. Bye.
Bye.